Ask the Architects, Andrew Chapman and Tim Chestnut. ADF gets two perspectives from Leeds practice Brewster by Architects, residential and student accommodation specialist and newly appointed director Andrew Chapman, and recently qualified architect Tim Chestnut. What made you want to become an architect? Andrew, from an extremely early age, I was at my happiest spending hours sketching out designs for cities and football stadiums. As I moved through school, I developed a keen interest in art, design, and urban geography, and with the support of enthusiastic art teachers, I focused on my future career path from a very early age. Tim, I have always had a strong interest in creative subjects, studying art, design and engineering in school, which I suspect led to the idea of working in a field that is both creative and diverse. What do you like most about being an architect now? Andrew, the greatest satisfaction in being an architect for me will always be the initial design stage. Whether the site requires a new build master plan, a tricky urban infill or repurposing an existing building, the process of developing a design and vision for the client is always the most rewarding, and the stage where I feel architects add the most value. Having been lucky enough to develop a number of key sites in my home city of Leeds, the ability to play a part in shaping the future evolution of the city is incredibly rewarding. Tim, the currently active construction industry ensures that as architects we constantly move forward, and with our creative skills and knowledge, we regularly deliver projects that we are all very proud of. We do a lot of early design and planning work, and this stage of the process is always enjoyable. It's a great way to hone existing skills while always being open to trying something different and exploring our creativity. What is your biggest challenge as a newly qualified architect? Tim, keeping up to date with a fast-moving industry and ever-changing regulations is probably the most challenging part. After spending years getting to this level in my career, I now see almost daily changes spanning products, legislation, potential new regulations, and everything else, which can be demanding. What part of your training have you enjoyed the most? Tim, it's definitely been the on-site aspects of the training and realization of a project from design to completion. It's part of the REBA Part 3 training to review and demonstrate involvement in a project throughout the work stages, and it's a great opportunity to really get a feel for how the industry works and everything involved in the delivery of a project. What is your biggest challenge as a new director? Andrew, having been at Brewster by Architects for nearly a decade and being given increased responsibility from several great mentors, I have become used to managing numerous projects for a fantastic client base. The biggest challenge, however, is the huge amount of work that directors do in the background, to continuously manage the business and operational side to provide the right environment for staff to continue producing great designs. How have you found the return to work since the pandemic? Andrew, as a design-based profession, the value of creating a studio culture is invaluable for the cross-pollination of ideas amongst staff, which has a hugely positive impact on design. Although the industry needed to show flexibility, and teams meetings worked surprisingly well, particularly for planning stage presentations and online meetings which have continued to save hours of traveling, there is no substitute for the knowledge sharing that occurs more naturally in the office environment, and particularly benefits more junior staff. Tim, the design industry thrives on collaboration, and the transition back to the office has been really valuable for me. As a student, it was important to be around those with experience and to learn from others around me. However, there are benefits to home working, and I think all employers should offer flexibility, but I'd encourage younger employees and those still training to utilize the experience of the office and those around them as much as possible. Do you think home working will remain a key part of your job? Andrew, I think Teams meetings will continue to be well used, particularly at design stage, as the ability to present an idea or a scheme works well. Tim, I think it's unlikely in the short term. I'm newly qualified and still have a lot to learn from my colleagues, so working in the office is ideal for me. I can, however, see myself working from home, in a hybrid role, in the future. What piece of design work are you most proud of? Andrew, to date, my greatest architectural achievement was the design and delivery of Oasis Residence, a Part 6, Part 8-story luxury student residence in the center of the Leeds Civic Quarter. Having worked with the client from the first sketch to secure the site, the planning application was granted in record time due to the strong relationship built with the planners during the productive pre-application stage. The building has an elegant stone facade and an active retail frontage at ground floor, and its modern, step design makes a valuable contribution to the sensitive context, which includes the adjacent Grade II listed former church. Being heavily involved in the project, and its interior design, from concept to delivery was incredibly rewarding, and a credit to both the client and design team. Tim, to date, a project on Merrion Street in Leeds City Centre, which is the tallest scheme I've worked on, would be my most impressive. The Part 5-story, Pot 7-story and Pot 9-story building is on site now and will consist of 88 high-specification studio apartments with associated amenities. I worked with Andrew on the concept, design and all the planning material, and although I'm no longer involved in the delivery, it's great to hear about the progress and see the design come to life. Name one thing that would make your job easier. Andrew, an extra 5 hours in a day would make things easier. Working in a design-based profession is incredibly rewarding, but it can also take an unquantifiable amount of time and patience to get right. With the increasing pace of the industry, and instant demands of incoming emails, spending sufficient time on a drawing board can be difficult at times. Tim, advancing technologies are regularly improving how we work, whether software and hardware, product technology, new building design aids or sustainability innovations. Technology is always advancing, which benefits our industry with new programs to assist designs and assess outcomes, or modernize technology to improve output and efficiency. Being at the forefront of this means our work is always of the highest standard. What are your key contributions to the practice going to be in the near future? Andrew, over the coming years, it would be fantastic to see some of the exciting new build proposals and master plans currently on our desks coming to fruition and Brewster by playing a key role shaping the built environment of cities across the north. I am particularly excited to see our new Merrion Street development opening its doors in 2025, as we have been so heavily involved with it from conception.